Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the AIM Shift, Your Money, Your Life with Julie M. Watkins. I'm your guide, and this is episode 6, The Inflow, Fuel for Your System. Your machine has been set up and is ready to operate. All it needs is some fuel to get the system rolling. This fuel, this inflow, comes from your earnings, your paycheck. Every single week, you deposit your entire paycheck into the bill pay account. One deposit directly into the bill pay account. Once you make that deposit, do a quick monitor, then enjoy your week of guilt-free spending. Let's walk through it together with our example money. The paycheck was estimated at $850. Paycheck number one is actually $863.29. So you make one deposit for that full amount right into the bill pay account. Log into banking briefly, check the account balance and the upcoming bill payments. Since $300 is your spending for the week, you have $563.29 for bill paying. Make sure the total amount of bills being paid for this first week is less than that. Any money left over after the first bills are paid stays in bill pay. You do not touch it. Next, your $300 transfer will occur as you scheduled it. This will move money into your living account. And last but not least, for the next week, go about your business of spending money from your living account. Use your debit card to purchase your groceries, your gas, and your leisure items. Monitor your balance to make sure you do not spend more than the $300 spending limit. When you get to Friday, do it all over again. Every paycheck goes straight into the bill pay account every week. If you earn some overtime, deposit all of it. You may be tempted to take the extra out and spend it. But remember this, instant transfer, short-term gratification. Delayed transfer, long-term stability. Now let's look at that first paycheck. It came in $13.29 higher than expected. That extra stays in bill pay. It doesn't become part of your weekly spending. Each small surplus strengthens your fortress and moves you closer to stability. Don't dismiss small amounts, they build quietly. A few drops don't look like much, but a steady flow creates strength over time. In Exhibit 6A, Power of Trickles, you can see how small amounts make a big difference. Imagine a line graph starting at $0 on the left. It rises, little by little, steadily, to end at $12,000 on the right. Each point on that line is under $20. That line graph represents my leisure spending over 1 year's time. When I saw this, I was stunned. If small amounts can add up to $12,000 in spending, then certainly they can build up savings over time. The quiet buildup from these small amounts can help protect you later. And when your earnings are a little less than expected, you'll be covered and not have to worry about your bills. You're striving to meet your weekly goal of earning the $850 needed to cover your deposit into your bill pay account. This is the minimum weekly amount to cover your bills and your living money. That consistency provides the funds for you to live freely and with peace without juggling money between accounts. I remember when I set this system up for myself. The first time I logged on to my banking portal and saw my bill pay account was over $1,000, I felt good. I just felt good. I couldn't believe it. I had never had any money in the bank before that. It was always gone, week after week after week. The AIM system provided the means for me to pay my bills on time and to build up money in an account quietly while I went about my business of living. This is the 48-week magic in action. When you see the numbers working for you, that's when the system feels real. Without earning extra money, your bill pay account grows. In our example, it grows by $550 every 3 months. By the end of 1 year, there is a $2,200 safety net. That's the engineering of the 48-week magic. In Exhibit 6B, Magic in Action, your natural surplus, it shows you what that surplus looks like. Imagine a staircase with four steps. Every 3 months, you go up one level of safety. At the end of 1 year, you're standing on a full month of bill pay money at the top. This surplus buys you more peace of mind. You're not scrambling anymore, you're operating. You find yourself thinking differently when you know your cap on your spending. But at the same time, the good feeling you have knowing your bills are covered makes it easy. And the more time goes by, the easier it gets. Now, a quick word to anyone who isn't paid weekly. The system works for you too. The rhythm just changes. If you are paid bi-weekly, deposit your entire check into bill pay. Your paycheck needs to cover 2 weeks of bill pay and living expenses. For our example, the check should be at least $1,700. Between deposits, you'll see 2 weeks of bills paid and two weekly transfers into your living account. If you are paid monthly, deposit your entire check into bill pay. Your paycheck needs to cover a little more than 4 weeks of bill pay and living expenses. In our example, the check should be at least $3,600. Between deposits, you'll see 4 weeks of bills paid and four weekly transfers into your living account. Once every 3 months, you'll see five weekly transfers in a month. That's normal, and your bill pay account can handle it. The principle is the same for everyone. All income goes into bill pay first. This ensures monthlies are paid on time, weekly living is funded regularly, savings grow quietly from the remainder. Exhibit 6C, the weekly flow, shows the sample rhythm of the money machine. To see the rhythm of your own machine, turn to Exhibit 6D, your flow blueprint, and fill in your numbers and labels to map out your future. The machine is operating. You are building growth and stability while reducing stress. That pit you felt at the bottom of your stomach is gone. You control your finances. But what happens when you try to set this up in the very first week? The first bill due is more than your first week's earnings? How do you get started when you're in the hole? Join me next time in Episode 7 for Priming the Machine. Visit aimff.com/podcast for the full list of episodes. You'll also find a contact form there if you want to reach me. Thank you for listening, and have a good day.